Even the Apostle Paul, who lived in the powers of the world to come, probably more than any man we know of in history, still points toward the not yet, even though he proclaimed the power of the resurrection as present the moment Jesus stepped out of the tomb. This is too large a subject to try to address in the close of a message, but my point is, take the prophetic words that I've shared with you here. If you want transcriptions of them so you can read them for yourself, send me a self-addressed envelope and request them, and I will send them to you. But in the meantime, please be aware that you don't escape the demands of discerning the difference between what is true and what is false by simply saying it's all passed away with the apostles, therefore we don't have to deal with it, nor do we escape it by just being gullible and foolish and taking on board whatever kind of manifestations or prophecies or miracles occur. God has set it up like that on purpose in order to, force is the only word I can use, us into a position where we have to begin to discern, we have to begin to grow up, we have to begin to separate the light from the dark, the true from the false, the good from the evil, instead of just hiding from it and ignoring it.